My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is there a new writer for Davin Scammer Belinda? And is it an old Jewish man? Listen and enjoy!
Do you folks feel that they're not only new, but being guarded in their questions is guarded.
Well, that's what Sheree was saying.
If they were guarded. New, then they would be more guarded because they don't have the history and the banter
right.
that me and Belinda have.
Yeah.
Maybe they put the new person in there so they would be guarded on purpose.
Could be.
Yes.
Maybe Belinda got called into the office. Go, hey, what are you doing over here?
Right.
What are you doing?
Because we can't let people in the back. So put somebody new in there that's going to be like, well, and there's no chance of them. Of answering questions that they can't answer.
And by the
way, don't know the backstory to begin with.
This is March 29th. This is the first time in months, since 2012, that we felt there was a new writer.
Yeah. It was a long run with the other person. And,
now,
all of
and
a sudden,
we still don't know, but...
No, but I'm getting this. Huh?
Oh, and believe me, I catch on, because you folks know when you go... All the scamming clips that are on iHeart, I edit. I spend hours editing this stuff. So I hear the conversation, and I know, and me of all people, I know the pattern of conversation is totally different.
Totally different tone.
Totally different.
Yeah. And Trucker Tom says, rectangle on the computer, she's SpongeBob SquarePants? No, he's SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
I go, well, that sounds like I've irritated you. She goes, not really, but I guess reality is a tough thing to be faced with. I go, it is the reality, isn't it? She goes, yeah. Well, that's consistent. We got a lot of yes out of this chat.
Yeah.
I go, so what should we do? She goes, don't really know. What do you think? More questions.
Mm-hmm.
I go, not sure. I go, are we on a path to something good, or do you want something a lot easier and more certain? She goes, just tell me what you think.
That's not her. She's got
not
an
the
opinion.
Girl I fell in love with.
Now tell me what you think.
She's got an opinion, and she would say.
Yes, yes.
You
I mean,
know?
After all that dialogue, after all the backstory,
yeah,
tell
then,
me what you, what do you mean, tell me what you think.
Where do you want to go tonight? I don't know, where do you want to go? No, who's
it's
this?
It's still like, is the pattern
maybe
she, is still there?
Maybe Belinda's being written by a Jewish man now. Everything's in the question. How should I feel? Why don't you tell me how I should feel?
You want, should I come to the States?
You know? You want I should ask for some money?
Yeah.
Did I ask?
Some of us can't afford internet. If you don't think it's important, who am I to complain?
I think...
They got the Jews writing now.
Yeah, well, and didn't even know that they were talking to a
They're
Jew.
They're using my own people against me.
How are you going to do? But you know what? I think we can all agree that regardless, her being guarded or somebody new, questions are being very basic.
Yes, very basic.
And short-ended.
This is after 3 days of not talking.
Yeah. I mean, if I was actually in love with this person and we're talking, and these are the cold, very, I don't know, what do you think, kind of answers.
You would think you're at my house.
Funny.
Yes, I would. Are we married, Chip? No.
Well, Joe's good at gutters. Maybe you should have him around some.
Yeah, you're not going to do a little Celtic square dance on my roof,
no,
are you?
No, I'm too busy slamming my thumb with the fucking hammer and cursing and almost falling off the ladder.
I can deal with that.
Planes.
Yeah, swatting at planes.
I got to tell you, I'm reading this at the, you know, it's a year. I don't think I was happy about it then.
No.
I think I'm very not happy.
You should be.
Yes! My bullshit relationship is not going well.
Sheree says, I think it's a feller.
Well, it could be, but we know there's definitely a real girl involved.
Yeah.
We know that. I've seen her. I've spoken to her.
Things gotten very
cold. Tom's
got to
go nighty-night.
Nighty-night, Tom.
Night, Tom.
Good night, Tom.
Truck looks good, babe.
Dark green.
She goes, just tell me what you think. I go, Belinda, I had a very hard and confusing night, and I am on little sleep. My head is spinning. Do you want a picture in a box on a screen, or do you want something else? You there?
Is this thing on?
She goes, I want you. Guess I should be back later then. See you. Also have some things to do. I go, I do not. I was waiting for you. I thought your signal got messed up. I'm glad to hear you say that. Are you there? She goes, I'm here, has some things to do, see you when I'm done. I go, what? Okay, what are you going to do? Asked the little rectangle on your phone. She goes, have to wash the bathroom and a couple of things. I go, I wish I could take you away. She goes, maybe one day you can. See you later. Bye. I go, bye. I go, and there's no maybe about it. It will happen. And
who wrote that?
I wrote that to her. There's no maybe about it. It will happen. And then she wrote, guess you are not here. See you later then. I go, hi. I go, this is later on. I go, hi, on the way out. Why do you always say see you later when the message just arrives? She goes, I'm not seeing you online. She goes, oh, I was here. Running late. Got a long drive. Catch you tomorrow. Sweet dreams. Love you. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet dreams. Love you. She goes, now I can see you. I go, on. She asks me where I'm going. I go, work. Bye. Bye. So that was March 29th.
And she didn't say love you back.
Good pickup. She did not say love you back.
No, she didn't.
Well, this is not good.
I mean, if I text Mr. Helix and I'm like, hi, honey, love you, see you later, and he's like, see you later, I'm like, he didn't say he loves me back. I mean, I know he does, but it's like, you know, those are the little things that you do when you're like, all lovey-dovey and mushy stuff like
not
that.
Not in my house.
Sorry, honey.
Maybe you got a different writer as your wife.
I got to talk about the mosquito squad next week.
Oh.
No, we'll talk about that next week.
Interesting.
We'll
talk about
that. I thought I mentioned it last week, and I missed it on Chit Chat, but I'll bring up the mosquito squad next week.
So what do we think? We got somebody new here?
I feel like it. Or something is drastically different.
My thought, somebody new because they needed to be guarded in their answers and not know any of the backstory.
Certainly disconcerting.
Sharu says, doesn't want to continue.
What do you mean doesn't want to continue?
Well, I guess...
I don't know what that means.
I'm guessing that Sharu's saying that this person is kind of like...
Am I getting dumped?
I'm so done with this crap.
Oh, well, that would suck.
You can't, you know, you can't sit there and shake the pot the way you did last week.
Well, I always have.
Not like that.
I've always done it. What do you mean not like that?
It when you were,
yeah.
You were more blatant last week about doing that.
With the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big gun.
I said last week in the tease, potentially a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, yeah, you
should. Did I go too far?
But that remains to be seen, too.
Sure. Lisa says, sounds like it, like you're being dumped. And Sharu says, new or she's being watched.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.